More than 2 million people in the United States are amputees, but losing a limb doesn't mean a patient has to lose mobility. The University of Pittsburgh's Prosthetics and Orthotics Master's Program is just one of 13 in the country and has a 98% placement rate for graduates. 90.5 WESA's Katie Blackley talks with students and patients in the department about what makes the courses so effective.
Jessica Thomas navigates a labyrinth of laboratories on the fourth floor of a building in the East End's Bakery Square. She's a second-year student in this program and knows her way around the department. She picks up a cast of an arm she recently formed, and it makes a hollow clunk sound in her hands. But this isn't a cast for a broken arm. It's a mold for a prosthetic. The solid, smooth texture of the plaster cast is also school-spirited.
You can either choose to match the person's skin tone, so that is like a very nice cosmetic, or you can choose to do a print like I did with the University of Pittsburgh on it.
Thomas has a degree in engineering, but she wanted to specialize in a mechanical, hands-on field. For her, prosthetics and orthotics was a natural fit. Prosthetics are artificial devices that replace a person's limb, and orthotics are supports for parts of someone's body. She says the process begins with a client evaluation and measurement of the residual limb. Then they create a negative cast of the limb and fill it with plaster. When it dries, Thomas says it's important to re-measure the patient, and then it's time to thermoform with plastic. The lab uses bubble forming, which means the cast has a little raised section of air when it's heated.
So then you take it and you flip it over and you make sure you really push it down. And once you really bring it over the base, you turn the vacuum on. The vacuum sucks out all the air and really pulls in the plastic so it's as close to the fit to the person as possible.
Then students chip away the plaster from the socket and fit it to the person's limb. That's when modifications are made, and sometimes the whole process starts over. But eventually, students evaluate the fit of the socket and ask the client if everything is comfortable. They learn from videos, one-on-one instruction, and immersive lessons here in the lab. But they also interact with actual amputees very early on.
Yeah, I can make s'mores without a stick.
That's 54-year-old Lance Johnston. He uses a hook in lieu of his left arm, which he lost after a serious accident in 2014. He also lost his left leg. After the amputation, he found it wasn't as easy as he thought it'd be to adjust to an artificial limb.
When I got my first prosthesis, I was devastated because I thought I would put it on and run. You know, you think you're going to put it on and just go, and it's hard.
While at an amputee support meeting, he says he was recruited by one of the instructors in the department to be a patient model. Each fall and summer, he comes in and acts as a living test lab for students like Thomas. He'll describe his situation, present symptoms, and replicate how a real patient would act.
These students are going to go help people just like me, and the more they can learn from me, the better off they're going to be. You can learn all you want academically, but the hands-on training, I think, is probably the most valuable tool that they have here.
During these interactions, students ask patients how active they'd like to be with their artificial limb, how many steps are in their home, and about sensitive spots in their joints or discomfort with their prosthetic. Jessie Thomas says she's grateful for the opportunity to work with these patient models because it helps her confidence, especially when she puts someone in a limb she's made.
Because I'm like, okay, that's hurt. Is it getting red? Like, are you okay? Like, are you good?
After five consecutive semesters, students earn their master's degree in prosthetics and orthotics. Program Director Sarah Peterson says the department receives hundreds of applicants, but caps the class at 24. It's a competitive and intense degree. But those who go through it come out with a diverse skill set.
We're not just like leg makers or shoemakers or brace makers. I mean, our program offers a whole realm of, you know, didactic classroom experiences. I mean, the students can come out being clinicians, but they can also be researchers, and also they could be inventors.
With an increase in obesity, diabetes, and heart disease that can cause people to lose limbs or fingers or toes, these students will play an important role in medicine. Peterson says they're constantly looking at what's next in prosthetic and orthotic technology, like how limbs can grow older with patients, 3D printing, and more versatile materials. I'm Katie Blackley, 90.5 WESA News.